Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chip is here at Chip Scoggins, Star Tribune columnist. Carolina gave that game to the Vikings, right?
That was not exactly a coaching clinic by Matt Rhule. Well, did you see, Chad, after the game, his PR guy tried to do a Bob Hagen, said, time for two more questions, right?
Yep.
And even Matt Rhule was not going to let that happen. I mean, he said, nope, I need to take every question, because he knew he completely blew that one. I mean,
I saw it.
The last drive was bad, but even the one before it where he threw two passes and stopped it. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, you know? I'll just give you the details. It's second down, 2:26 to go. They're ahead now 24-21, right? They're in control.
Yeah.
They throw two straight passes, one to Smith, one to this unknown tight end. Both are dropped.
Mm-hmm.
No reason. You run the ball. Make Zimmer use his last time out.
Yes.
Get down to the two-minute warning. I thought that one was worse. And then think about the two runs, and then let's not forget, Teddy missed a wide open. Wide receiver. Teddy was lousy yesterday, in my view. And then Teddy's talking about, well, the play came in kind of rushed. I'm sure he's right on that.
But
my God,
you
got to hit that receiver. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I was thinking about this. Yeah, Chad. You know how they do the win probability things? I don't know if it's ESPN or whoever it comes from, Next Gen Stats or whatever.
Yep.
When BB muffs that punt and they get it inside the 10 with a little over 2 minutes and you're winning by three, that had to be as close to 100% as it can get, right? You have to work to lose that game. And it's, you know, the quarterback was bad. He made a terrible throw. They shouldn't have thrown there, because that play was 156. Zimmer took that timeout with 156.
Yep.
It was third and goal from the three. And that was their last time out. So if you run it and you don't get in, by the time you kick the field goal and kick it off to them, they're going to have a minute, and you have to go the length of the field in a minute with no timeouts. It was unbelievable, Matt Rhule, how bad he was in terms of – and the thing is, Chad, we see it all the time with NFL coaches. And I've debated this with my friend Judd for years, or not debated, talked about it. It's like, you would think as much money as many coaches that these NFL teams have on staff, that they would have somebody who just does game management. In the who's unemotional, try to be as detached as you can to be in these guys' ears saying, stop throwing the ball or take a timeout here or don't take a timeout, because they just completely blow it over and over.
Well, you can also, and again, I don't think they have to run it every single time. I don't buy that. But, okay, so let's even on the previous drive, let's say they run it one of those two times. That forces them to use the timeout. Here's the other argument you can make, too, Chip. This can kind of go back to the Vikings and Seattle. You could try to run the ball twice at that point. You could run the ball twice. Try to score a touchdown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're pinning the Vikings down there way deep and saying, go ahead and try to score. Now, the comeback is they move so efficiently, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they scored in 46 seconds, but –
Well,
yeah, I'll give him credit. He did own it afterwards. I also think he also was trying to make sure that his coaches know you guys owned it too.
Well, and the other thing was he was lamenting the fact that they couldn't get a pass rush on Cousins that last drive. Well, rush more than three guys. I mean, every time you rush three and you drop back, I don't care who the quarterback is, they're, if you give them time and let them stand back there and just kind of pick you apart, they're going to do it. You have to bring some kind of pressure to get the ball out of their hands and make them feel uncomfortable. They just were committed to dropping eight guys and only rushing three. And Cousins, as accurate as he is, he's going to step back there and find the right guy. A receiver is going to get open in those situations. And when these defenses and these coaches run that prevent to try to just keep everything in front of you, it's just it's too easy for teams to march down the field on you.
Charlotte Observer charted it. I'll trust them. They said he rushed four the first play, three guys the next four times.
Yes.
Rush five and rush four. So I thought it was three the whole time. It was a little bit more. But the point is, the whole game.
Four straight times.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Four times. No. And the whole time they showed it a couple times on TV too when they're doing these twists with a linebacker and a lineman. Mm-hmm. They were being very aggressive. The book is clear on Kirk. You just nailed it. If the pocket's clean, he's way up there in accuracy. If it's not, even though he's a little better now running, he's still a disaster running. It's just that decision was worse than the offensive decision.
Probably. Yeah, it was. And especially you should know that Cousins is not at his best when he's under pressure. And I know what coaches think. If we bring a lot of pressure or, you know, one-on-one, we get beat over the top, then you're going to, you know, say, why'd you blitz or whatever. But you have to. You can't just sit back there and let him pick you apart. I mean, just there's two – every week you see it. It's just too many examples, and knowing Cousins, that's his strength. And so I thought the whole last 5 minutes by Rule and his staff was just an abomination. It was terrible.
Here's Kirk this year in the red zone. He's 25 at 36, 69%, second in the league. 5.3 yards attempted, that's second. I don't know how significant that one is. 17 touchdowns, zero interception. And his touchdown rate in the red zone, 47%. That is number one. Those are really, really strong stats inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and the thing is, Chad, I mean, we've all ripped him, and we crushed him after the Atlanta game and felt like that was the end of his tenure here and, you know, tank and draft a guy, and he's been pretty darn good. You know, since then, I mean, the first couple games, it was all Dalvin, but I thought last week people tried to pin that on him because he didn't lead the 2-minute drive, but I think he's been really good. Yesterday, he was excellent. And that's the thing. It's we've seen these stretches. I mean, heck, he won in New Orleans a playoff game, so it's not like this is something he's never done. It's just the wild swings and inconsistency where you have those bad moments and the record on Monday night, but he's been, the last month, he's been terrific. And can he continue it? I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Yeah. There's a lot of bad defenses he's going to face here down the stretch. And so I
think
that
is correct.
Yeah, I was looking at the Cardinals' schedule. I think it's probably a little bit easier than the Vikings, but I could absolutely see the Vikings getting that last playoff spot at this point, the way the quarterback's playing and just, you know, I mean, I think the defense is getting a little bit better, and so maybe they're starting to figure some things. If the special teams don't cost them a game, you know, that's the big, it's a weekly thing. It's unbelievable.
I was reminded by a smart Twitter observer that last year, well into the season, Green Bay had negative punt return yards because when BB muffed it, I tweeted out, worst punt return team ever, because they entered the game with 13 total punt returns. Now, can they get in the mix? I don't. They're all so mediocre. I mean, they almost were at a point, Chip, where we were talking about them losing to Carolina and Dallas.
Arizona's
mediocre. 49ers mediocre. Bears are mediocre, and the Vikings are
mediocre. Bears aren't even mediocre. They're horrible. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Chad, look around the NFL. That's what it is. There's a couple really good teams, a whole lot of mediocre and bad teams. It's just, can you be the best of the mediocre and bad? I mean, they're just not – it's not a great product right now. If we're being honest, if you watch it, it's just not very many good teams.
And it's particular, NFC. So,
yes. Oh, 100%, yeah.
Let's say New Orleans now with Hill and not Breeze, because Breeze, 11 ribs broken. Me and you, what kind of position would we be with 11 ribs right now? I still would be in the corner crying.
TV, that's what I, yeah.
Exactly. Who's the best team in this conference?
Ooh, well, I think probably Saints, even without, I mean, I don't know. There's, you know, with Breeze,
no one.
Them, I think. Yeah. I think they're the most complete, but I don't know. I mean, there's not that, that team. Yeah, there's, it's not like the AFC, that's for sure, where you have just two really great teams. And so, no, I think the Vikings are a great team? No. I mean, I think they're an average team, but that's all you have to be this year.
Well, that I'm sure that is what Zimmer is saying right now, that
privately,
look at what we played probably. Seattle. Look what we've done against New Orleans. Nobody else is that great. We beat Green Bay. As ugly as we've been, get in the tournament, as his guy Parcells calls it, and anything can happen. I don't see him winning multiple games. I still don't think see him making it. But I don't remember a year in a long time where I looked at one conference and said, who's the best team? And it was because I couldn't figure out one compared to there were two or three really good teams, and I couldn't decide which one.
Well, no. I mean, most years you just, you know, it's the Packers or Seattle or whoever you can pinpoint. It's just like the AFC, you see now Pittsburgh or Kansas City. But this one, it's you're picking somebody by default. I still think it's probably New Orleans. But you look at Seattle. Their defense is terrible. They got a great quarterback, but the defense is terrible. I don't think Green Bay's defense is very good. And so I think all these teams have a ton of flaws.
Recently.
You know,
right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So I think if the AFC championship is Pittsburgh versus Kansas City, maybe we should just say that's the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go on a limb. Patrick Mahomes is good at football.
Wouldn't it be fun to watch him every week?
Just every week. That's,
knowing you have him for the next decade, barring anything, you know, catastrophic with an injury. He plays a different game than everyone else and makes it
everyone
just
else.
Look effortless.
Well, I said this.
It's just incredible.
I said this earlier. In all of sports right now, as breathtaking as, let's say, Connor McDavid is in hockey in a rush, or Giannis, or LeBron, or Messi, or Mike Trout, there is no one in sports on the planet who is more captivating and more brilliant at what he does or she does than Patrick Mahomes right now. You with me?
Well, yeah, on top of my head, probably no one that jumps out that makes the game, like I said, that you feel like is playing a different game than everyone else. And
embarrasses people.
Particularly because you know how hard that position is, and it does not look hard to him. It looks like it's checkers. I mean, it's just he's so just fluid, and when he's on the scramble and the passes he makes, just kind of flicks it out there or makes a no-look pass, it's like, that's not supposed to work that way. We hear so many times how hard that position is to just be competent, average at, and he just makes it look like he has the entire game on a string. And so, whatever they're paying him, he's going to give it back to him tenfold because he's just the value that he brings. I have relatives that live in Kansas City and they think he walks on water.
He does.
They just can't, every time you have to hear, you know, when you're around him, you hear him talk about how great he is and just beloved in that market. And so, it would be nice to be able to hit on a quarterback like that and know you have him for a decade plus.
Hang out, sir. Short pause. Go for football talk with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune when we come back. We'll jump back into it with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. Late this morning, the Gophers announced the game against Northwestern canceled, much like the Wisconsin situation. We talked after the Purdue game, and we talked about the crazy finish, the call, and then also talked about how you determine when you can play, the testing, has the Big Ten been consistent? Can we look back in the Purdue game and ask an honest question?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that they shouldn't have played that game? And if they didn't play that game, that potentially they wouldn't be dealing with so many implications now with the next two games done?
Yeah, and I think there's that temptation. Now, we have to remember that there were 20 people out, but I think PJ said half of those were injuries. So, and some of those COVID cases we know had happened a couple weeks prior that those players were at the end of it. But you do wonder about spread. Now, they said they the latest email is, not the latest, but the one we got last week, that they weren't sure the source of that. I think they do a pretty good job once a player or staff member tests positive, that they isolate them. Does that mean that there has been no spread? I don't know if you can guarantee that, but I don't necessarily knock them for playing that game. But I think it became pretty obvious when they canceled the Wisconsin one. If you've seen how this process works and just kind of read between the lines when they're talking about contact tracing and these presumptuous tests, that this Northwestern game was not going to be played. I mean, I know they're holding out hope about the next week at Nebraska and finishing up. I have doubts about that one.
I was just going to go there.
Yeah, Mark Cole said in the statement today that the numbers have not been as high in the last couple of days. But remember, they're up to, 47, I think they said, total. Was it 22 players?
21 players, 26 staff.
21 players since November 19th. Now, the players is a minimum 21 days. I'm not good at my math, but would that be after the Nebraska day?
Well,
or a couple days before?
The tough thing is, Chip, some of these guys tested positive after Wisconsin. So you don't know if that, 21, when their 21-day window passes.
That's it. Well, that, and the other thing is, too, if it hits a particular position group and you have seven cornerbacks out or five offensive linemen, you can't play. I mean, it's not like it's spread evenly amongst the positions. And so it may not hit the threshold of that, whatever the percentage is to stop it. But if you only have three offensive linemen, you can't play a game. And so that's what we don't know. They're not telling us who's been affected. But we just know that it's 21 days. And so I would I don't think it's any great leap to say that the Nebraska game's probably in jeopardy too.
We both know Kevin Warren. We like Kevin Warren. He takes over for Jim Delaney when Delaney had been the commissioner, I think, since the Abraham Lincoln administration. The rollout of the canceling of the season and then bringing it back didn't exactly go smooth. How would you evaluate how the Big Ten on the administrative level has handled what's taken place on the universities themselves?
Well, I was critical of the way they handled it initially because I felt like they made a decision too early, that they didn't have to at that point. They still had some time built in. I know people are going to look back now and say, you should have just stuck by your guns and not given us a try. I disagree. I think it was when they came forward with the testing protocols that they had and you're getting the antigen daily tested rapid test, you're going to find out that day whether you're positive or negative, and there are better safeguards in place. I said, yes, give this a try. Doesn't mean it's going to work. May not get to the finish line. It may just an outbreak may happen, and you may have to cancel some games, and all that has come to fruition. But I don't necessarily say it's the wrong decision they made. It just they gave it a try, and I think we're going to look back and say it didn't work. And so I'm not going to fault Kevin on that. I think they felt comfortable with what the doctors were telling them. And so I'm glad they gave it a try. And I'm also going to say I'm not surprised that this has happened and that it's a chaotic mess at this point. But I think I would have been frustrated if they didn't at least give it a try, knowing the safeguards they had put in place to try to protect everyone.
So we had our conversations, and you wrote about it, what's going on with the defense, how about Tanner Morgan, other parts of this team. Considering the way this is playing out with COVID, how much merit are we going to put into questions about PJ Fleck this year, considering everything that was taking place?
Well, I don't think we can draw any kind of conclusions on this year. The defense took a gigantic back. Guys that were out there, and I think that's fair to say, what happened? Why'd you start over from scratch? But, I don't think we're going to say this is an ultimatum or an indictment on his coaching ability. I just think it was so chaotic this year. You have guys opting in, opting out, players not being there. And so I think we'll get to the end of the season. The real question will be, how is Michigan going to handle this with their coach? But I think most people are going to look back and just say, let's forget that ever happened. You know, it wasn't a fair barometer of things. But I think there were some, you know, like the criticisms that we said of the defense and being slow, being out of position. Those things I think are fair, but I don't think you're going to say, oh, he's on the hot seat now because, you know, I don't think there's anything far, you know, that's not even in the discussion. But so it's probably a, you know, a wishy-washy answer, but I think you do have to factor in just how chaotic this season's been for everyone and just say, let's not draw too many grand conclusions from it.
Good stuff, sir. Be well. We'll talk soon.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.